Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning to 1 Thessalonians? You believe the Lord could give you something good this morning? Help you out? I'm excited about this. We have been for some, I want you to go first to 1 Thessalonians 4. We have been for some time on the subject of the obedience of faith. And if you haven't been with us, you can obtain those, download them for free. And the Lord has led us progressively, teaching us about how to grow up and how to submit and how to obey and not be rebellious and a number of these things. All these tie into growing up and developing spiritually. And we've seen that if we love the Lord, we will obey Him. Isn't that what He said? John 14, among other places, He said, He that loves me, Jesus said, will keep my commandments. Do we love Him? Then we must keep His commandments to demonstrate it. Otherwise, it's empty talk. Well, what are His commands? His command, the New Testament commandment, is love. I think almost every Christian knows that. The New Testament commandment, we're going to read it in just a minute here, is to love one another as He has loved and loves us. That's the New Testament commandment. And if we do that, the Bible said it's evidence that we love Him and He'll be pleased with us and He'll manifest Himself to us. You remember all that? I mean, this is sounding good, isn't it? Should we emphasize this? Should we focus on keeping this love command? Yes. Well, I'm stirred up about it. And I'm embarking upon a mission on it right now. Are y'all ready to go with me here? Yes. Read this scripture and see. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 4. And down here in about verse 9. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9. He said, as touching brotherly love. Now, is this the kind of love that we're taught the commandment to love? Yeah. Love one another. Well, who's one another he's talking about? Our fellow believers. Right? Our brothers. As touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Somebody say, taught of God.
Taught of God.
To love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. What's written on the front of the church out here? Exceeding faith. What? Abounding love. Well, that's a quote from the very next, what, 2 Thessalonians here. And it indicates an increase, doesn't it? A growing, an increasing. Nobody here has reached their full potential in their faith. Have we?
No.
Can you have a lot more faith?
Yes.
Can you grow in your faith?
Yes.
A lot more from where you are. Well, same thing's true with love. We have not arrived in our full development of walking in love and loving our brother. He said, you have been taught by God how to do this. And he said, that's good. He said, but what else? Increase. Increase more and more. Go on with it. You're doing good. Go on with it. I believe this verse applies directly to you this morning. To this church, to us. The Message Bible, well, the New Living, let me read that first. He says, we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other. In other words, they already knew some of that. For God Himself has taught you to love one another. Who taught them?
God
Himself. Well, who knows more about love than love Himself? Huh? Can God, will God personally teach you how to keep the commandment He gave us? That's what I'm on this morning. That's what I'm excited about this morning. How many like the sound of this? Taught by God how to love each other. And as a result of receiving more of this, we're increasing. More and more, abounding in this love toward each other. This love that God is. The Message Bible says, regarding life together and getting along with each other, you don't need me to tell you what to do. You're God taught in these matters. Just love one another. You're already good at it. Your friends all over the province of Macedonia are the evidence. But keep it up. Get better and better at it. We got evidence in this church of some love. We do. Don't we? And we have a constant stream of testimonies of people that came in to visit and how you put money in their hands and bought them clothes and we're kind to them and you're loving each other and you're loving strangers and there's evidence of it and you're doing it.
Right.
Where'd you learn that? The Lord's been teaching you.
Yes,
and He's been teaching me. He's
right.
been teaching us how to do this.
Right.
But have we arrived at Christ-like perfection in walking in this life? No, we have just begun.
Right.
And I'm stirred up about us being taught some more of God and getting revelation that we have not gotten up to this point. I mean getting understanding and insight how to keep the love command. How to do it. And we're going to do it. Are you going to keep coming? Well, I'll keep coming back then too. And I'll keep... I'm full of this. I tried to go to sleep about 4 o'clock. No, it was 3:30. And I had to get back up out of bed at 4. It was just going over me so big and inside me so big. Glory to God. You and I are at a place. God has gotten us here, but He is preparing to take us up into something that we have not been able to put words to or describe. And all the things that we have desired is in this.
Yes.
Someone says, well, I want to see miracles. This is it.
Yes.
This is it. I want to see great healings. I want to see this and I want to experience the great presence of God manifest. This is it.
Yes.
This is it. Yes. It's all wrapped up in this. So are you ready?
Yes.
To step into this?
Yes.
To increase and to come up into it? Let's read our text again. He said, as touching brotherly love, you need not I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Say that out loud again. Taught of God,
to love one another.
Now I received a directive from the Lord, the head of the church, when this church began, He directed me teach 3 things. Now I knew there'd be other things, but also understood that I am never to stop teaching these 3 things. And this is number 1. Teach the people how to keep this love command. How to love each other and minister to each other. The second one was faith. But you know, how many remember the scripture says faith works by
love?
What if you ignore the love, you're not going to be strong in faith.
That's right.
Well, what if our love increases?
Oh, yes.
Would that affect our faith?
Yes,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah. When you grow in the love of God, your faith comes right up there with it. Whew. You ready to go to the next level? And the third one was how to be led by the Spirit, which affects every part of every day of your life, doesn't it? And we've been on that. And if you look back, you see we've been over these things more than once. But here we are again. Back to the beginning. Back to number one. Number one, the love command. But the thing I have on my heart about this series is the how to do it. How to do it. We talk about it. We talk about the importance of it. We talk about the necessity of it. But have we talked enough about how to do it? How to put it into practice? Now, if we have not arrived in the full development of this, as we go through this, we're going to see areas to make changes in. We're going to see areas to make corrections in. If not, we're not even growing. And don't get in condemnation. You see something, well, that wasn't love. Ooh, I hadn't been walking in love with that. Ooh, I hadn't been in love. Just go, thank you, Lord, for showing me that and gracing me to change that. And by your help, we're going to change that today. Right? And a lot of what people do, they do in ignorance. They're not really seeing it. They're not really understanding it, aware of it like they should be. And so in order to grow, we're going to have to see it. I'm going to have to see where I didn't walk in love. You're going to have to see where you didn't walk in love. And we're going to already admit right up front here that me nor you have arrived in walking in love. That we have much more to learn about it and much more room to grow in it. But here we are, Lord, ready to hear it. Ready to receive it, and ready to do it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now if you say, well, I don't want to hear about love. I want to get prosperous. If you want to hear about love, I don't want to hear about love. I want to get healed. Love heals. I don't want to hear about love. I want to hear about the power of God. I want to see miracles. God is love. Manifestations of God are manifestations of love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Preferring Your Brother, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106A. That's R1106A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.